is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com, 1-800-601-6975, and I want to talk to you about your dangerous femdom fantasies. Why don't you try roleplay instead of being a dumbass? So, let's talk about this. I know about your kinky, weird, like, borderline risky fucking fantasies that give you a boner when you think about them. And in relation to these certain fun sex fetishes, some are safer to talk about and better to leave in fantasy. And you know exactly which ones I'm talking about. The ones that would land you in the ER. The ones that would land you in jail, the ones that would jeopardize your safety, the ones that would jeopardize the safety of your loved ones. Yes, yes, those. So, why not try a phone sex role play where you pretend to do all those kinky, naughty, dirty things that you really need not to do? And then once you have your orgasm and you start to come down and those hormone levels drop, when you have that crash, you will feel so much better knowing that you're not going to get a knock on your door after you finish cleaning cum out of your jerk-off sock or whatever the fuck you use. You'll feel so much better that you didn't do the fucking stupid thing. I just read the title of my blog. Sorry, I'm just laughing to myself. Role play therapy for people who make bad decisions when they have a boner. I will probably, for the rest of my life, tell you that while I love humiliating subs, I love laughing and making sissies cry like little bitches, I love kicking the unholy peanut butter out of men. Femdom safety while playing is super duper important. There are things that I have done to callers that I would not advise doing in real life unless you're just fucking dumb. And some of you are that dumb, so you need this reminder. Don't fucking do this stupid thing that gives you a fucking boner because you're a moron. Call me instead. And then we can discuss how much of a goddamn moron you are during our phone sex session, and we can roleplay me doing something crazy like beating the hell out of you with a sock filled with angry piranhas or angry bees. No, not the bees. Not the bees. Leave the bees alone because I like chocolate. So listen, here are some of the things that you can do during a phone sex session. You can eat your cum for me. You can spank your ass. You can fuck a melon. You can bounce on your dildo. You can fuck your pillow. You can hump your pillow. Just don't do that thing. You know which thing. Don't do it. There's plenty that I have not mentioned in this blog that we can discuss during our call, and there are perfectly logical reasons why some of the things that we talk about in session we do not put in print for your safety and ours. But I get it. I get that one kink that you do, you know, where you do that thing, and then I do that thing, and then you scream really loud as you blow your load. I also get that other thing that some men love, and the thrill of losing control, the thrill of someone else taking control of your body and everything, and just giving it away and just being drained. So when you call me, we can talk about some of those things. Some of them are feasible, and I will indulge. I will actually indulge almost any depraved act in fantasy. As long as you don't email me a couple of fucking weeks later saying the dreaded words, "Mistress, I did something really stupid." Because then I'm going to laugh at you and I'm going to kick your ass. And then I'm probably going to laugh at you some more. And then I'm going to tell you that you're a fucking dumbass. So this is just me telling you that I really do want to play with you. I have a laundry list of my favorite kinks that I'm not going to bother listing here. Just Do your own goddamn research. Just go read my fucking blog. It's all right there. If you're a sissy into feminization and sissification, do your goddamn research before you call me. Because if you don't do your research, you're going to avoid, you want to avoid ending up in therapy because Miss Brighton hurt your feelings or did something that you didn't like as a sissy. So please, research me first before you call me, thinking that I'm your dream sissy mistress. Now, if you're looking for a nurturing sissy mistress, you might want to run. You might want to run really, really fast. Because I don't nurture sissies. I humiliate them. I fuck them. I make them my court jesters. I have no interest whatsoever in nurturing sissies. I don't have a nurturing sissy bone in my body. So just, if that's what you're looking for, just run. Just run. I do want to play with you though. So if you're into the kinky and the depraved and the absolutely fucking weird within reason, all parties and fantasies, I need to remind you, all parties and fantasies must include consenting, must be consenting fucking adults, asshole. So there you have it. So I just want to remind you that it is Mistress December and we have a Halloween blog train going. A lot of the mistresses have specials. There's a couple of mistresses that have anniversaries this month. Mistress Erica has a phone sex anniversary. Mistress Harper has a phone sex anniversary. Duchess Willow has a phone sex anniversary. And there might be one more person I'm forgetting. But we do have a holiday blog train going on. And we are currently in Mistress Daphne's station. So make sure you go check her out and leave her a comment. I am giving away a free 10-minute call for Mistress December. Follow the link. You have until the 15th to enter. Go read the directions in my blog because I'm not going to tell you because I already blogged about it. So go fucking read it. So if you want to call me, all you have to do is pick up el teléfono and dial 1-800-601-6975. You ask for Brighton. Tell the dispatcher you want to swing from the fucking chandeliers and possibly not be able to walk afterwards. I'm just kidding. Wait, no, I may not be kidding. You can also do texting sessions with me on Skype or Discord. And if all else fails, I can make you a custom audio. So if you can't call and you can't text because you're being watched, you can listen to it in your earphones and no one will know that this is what you're listening to. Oh yeah, baby, spank those balls. Yes, yes, I can do that for you. You have to email me though, brighton@enchantrixempire.com. I look forward this month to doing bad things to you. I'm making you make really weird noises. Again, this is Mistress Brighton, and have a great day. Bye.